This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an education institute in the capital. An advisor to the Minister of the Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved in the latest attack on Thursday. He said one bomber exploded himself and three others were killed in fighting with security forces. Yesterday, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders spoke about U.S. relations with that war torn country.
We're going to continue to review and look at the best ways to move forward. I'll leave it to the Department of Defense to get into specifics about tactical situations on the ground. What I can tell you is that we're committed to finding a political solution to end the conflict in Afghanistan. We're exploring all avenues for dialogue and close coordination with the Afghan government.
On Wednesday, at least 34 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack on Mawood Academy in a Shiite-dominated part of town. The Afghan Taliban has denied any role in the attack. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Turkey has raised tariffs of over $500 million on a list of U.S. imports, a sign that the strain in bilateral relations continues. Last week, Washington doubled penalties on Turkish steel and aluminum exports, citing national security. The White House Wednesday called the Turkish move regrettable. Again, presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The tariffs that are in place on steel would not be removed with the release of Pastor Brunson. The tariffs are specific to national security. The sanctions, however, that have been placed on Turkey are specific to Pastor Brunson and others that we feel are being held unfairly, and we would consider that at that point.
Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin said, as for Brunson, there is a judicial process and the government must respect it. This is VOA News. At least 22 Sudanese primary school children drowned on Wednesday north of the capital of Khartoum when their boat sank while crossing the Nile River. A woman also died. The state news agency said the boat's engine failed in high current. A Chinese delegation led by Vice Commerce Minister Huang Shuwen will travel to the U.S. for trade talks later this month. The talks are scheduled to take place at the request of the U.S. The meetings come and rising trade tensions over the U.S. demands Beijing change in its trade policies. As police continue their investigation into the man who drove into cyclists and pedestrians outside the British Parliament on Tuesday, his acquaintances in Birmingham describe him as a normal person.
Good bloke, fair bloke. He wasn't one of them people where they like you think he's a terrorist or a radicalized or whatever. He's just a normal person like all of us here.
Nasser Mahmoud is a member of Birmingham's Sudanese community who knows Qatar. He said he believed that the suspect had been in London to obtain a visa from the Sudanese embassy in order to visit Sudan.
We ascertained that he was there to gain a visa from the Sudanese embassy to go back to visit Sudan. He was a British national, and we know from our own experience that the Sudanese embassy generally make it quite difficult for British nationals to gain a visa.
Local media on Wednesday identified the suspect as Saleh Khatter, a 29-year-old British citizen of Sudanese origin. A Malaysian judge has ordered two women on trial for the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother to present a defense. Siti Aisyah of Indonesia and Don T. Hoang of Vietnam are accused of smearing a deadly nerve agent in the face of Kim Jong-nam as he walked through Kuala Lumpur's international airport on February 13th, 2017. The pair were caught on airport security cameras spraying a liquid in Kim's face. He died just minutes later. Lawyers for the two women say they were duped into thinking they were taking part in a prank for a reality TV show. The judge in the case ruled Thursday that prosecutors have presented enough evidence that the pair had acted in concert with four suspected North Korean agents to kill Kim Jong-un. The focus has turned to the operator of a 50-year-old bridge, a gateway to southern France that partially collapsed on Tuesday in Genoa, Italy, leaving nearly 40 dead. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte declared a state of emergency. The operator insisted it had done regular, extensive inspections on the bridge. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.